Now, a year or so ago, I had occupied my leisure in taking a London science degree, so that I have a smattering of physics and mineralogy. The thing was not unlike an uncut diamond of the darker sort, though far too large, being almost as big as the top of my thumb. I took it, and saw it had the form of a regular octahedron, with the carved faces peculiar to the most precious of minerals. I took out my penknife and tried to scratch it, vainly. Leaning forward toward the gas lamp, I tried the thing on my watch glass and scored a white line across that with the greatest ease. I looked at my interlocutor with rising curiosity. "It certainly is rather like a diamond. But if so, it is a behemoth of diamonds. Where did you get it?" "I tell you I made it," he said. "Give it back to me." He replaced it hastily and buttoned his jacket. "I will sell it to you for £100, he suddenly whispered eagerly. With that, my suspicions returned. The thing might, after all, be merely a lump of that almost equally hard substance, corundum, with an accidental resemblance in shape to the diamond. Or if it was a diamond, how came he by it, and why should he offer it at £100?